The story of a Nigerian American woman navigating through this thing called life.
My check 1 2 1 2.
1 2 1 2.
1 2 1 2. So this is my special guest right in front of me.
Hey,
my
bestie man.
Of 27 years. Anyways, we've been friends for a very long time.
Yes.
This is my covenant sister, my best friend, my confidant, like my girl. And I'm my best guest to date. We got Losi Beauty in the building. We got Lomina Alessi Balawa in the building. Fiji in the building. And I'm just so blessed that we're here. We rode out to Philly today. So we're in the amazing city of Philly. And we're so grateful to be here. And we're going to do big things today.
Yeah.
And And it is the Holy Saturday.
Holy Saturday.
Yes. The day before Christ was resurrected. And we are so glad to be here. Thank you. And yeah, so I just want to come out here and just do something raw with Lomina and just record and talk about Losi and this venture that God, the Lord has blessed to put on her heart. And it's going to just blow. It's going to be bigger than Lomina ever imagined. So
I receive that.
And in front of us, we have products and things like that. But yeah, my best friend in front of me, Lomina Balawa. How are we feeling today, babe?
I am feeling joyful.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm at peace.
Yeah.
Oh, this just came to me. I feel settled.
Woo! Settled.
Because we're not settling.
No,
yeah. So I feel settled.
Settled because I'm not settling. That's awesome. And I feel just, now that we're in the Holy Week, just feeling really blessed. And I think I'm feeling really reflective.
Yes.
I'm feeling really reflective. And I'm in a space of gratitude. And I'm just really happy because God is so good. And He's so faithful.
It's all on you, girl.
Yeah.
It's all
He's so faithful. He's so good. And I'm obsessed with Him.
Yes, girl, me too.
I'm in the stage of just being obsessed. So we're obsessed, we're reflective, and we're grateful, and we're
settled.
Because
we're not settling.
Yeah, so that's really good. So today I really wanted to hone in on just Losi.
Okay.
Losi, because Losi is not just beauty, it's a lifestyle.
Yes.
So it's Losi lifestyle. I want to just talk about like the beginnings of Losi. Losi is a beauty brand, but then it's more than that. It's a lifestyle. So talk to me a little bit more about Losi and how we came up with Losi, the name and the inception of Losi, and just being around during the inception of Losi has been. It means a lot.
Yes.
So let's talk about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I want to say word today in regards to the whole slogan of Losi Lifestyle. I remember when it all came as just an idea. This is the person that I brought it to. We were literally, it was after work, we were just sitting, and I think I wanted to launch fingernail polish first. And the Lord literally took it to another place. But the whole concept of it being a lifestyle, word to my girl, okay? So Losi literally comes from, and I'm going to just tell you, because like I said, I wanted to do fingernail polish at first.
And
so,
you wanted it to be like organic.
Yes.
Upon
yes. Mm-hmm. And the reason was because my daughter sucks her finger.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I wanted her to wear fingernail polish that was not toxic. And if she was to suck her finger, it would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of shifted. I still feel like that's going to come.
Okay.
But it shifted. And I wanted it to be named the Lorraine Collection.
Okay.
Lorraine is my grandmother. So because I wanted it to be the fingernail polish, be my first product, I wanted to call it the Lorraine Collection, which is my mother's mom's name.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lo in my name comes from that.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was like, no. And she literally was like, why not Losi?
Wow.
And I said, okay. And Lo is my first two initials. And C is my daughter's last two initials. Because when we think of this, when you think about beauty, it's not just something for you, but it's something that you want to leave with your legacy.
Absolutely.
And so I tied us two together. And we came up with Losi Beauty.
Yeah.
And in the first range of low C, maybe we'll get into this later, and we could just also recap later, but your first product from low C was lashes.
Yes.
Which you currently have on.
Yes. Luxury mink strip lashes was the goal. Not your beauty supply lashes. Not your cluster, not your individuals, not having anything against it. But I wanted to think about the women that are like me. You want a temp glam. Maybe you don't wear your lashes every single day and you want to take them off. And guess what? You can. And you can reuse them up to 25 times.
Yeah. I still have mine from like what, 2-3 years ago.
Come on. We're talking longevity.
I don't know how to put them on.
Yeah.
Which is something we're going to do later because Lomina will have classes in the future teaching women how to put on their lashes and things like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So in the meantime, guys, I don't know about this music, so we might have to come back. So I'll be back.
And we're back. All right, so new setting, new setup. We're another part of Philly. Just got our grills done, or I say our gyms. Let's.
Feeling like Tia Camp.
Tia Camp.
Inabachi.
So, yeah, just a fun little thing we did just to make our smiles more beautified. But anyways, that was really fun, and I want to get back to the interview with my bestie, and we're talking about low C beauty. We last left off when Lomina was talking about kind of the inception of low C, how it came about, and now we're going to talk about the meaning behind low C and what low C beauty means to Lomina Balawa.
Yes. So low C beauty, in all actuality, it is not just a beauty brand, but it is a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
For all women from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care what your background is. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can find a place or a product that you will be able to wear. The slogan that I have for it is, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. As we all know, that is a scripture from the Bible. And there are times that we have allowed our trauma to give us our identity. Mm. We have allowed our parents to give us our identity, our friendship circles. But when you go back to who created you and what he said about you, and if he says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, you got to stand on business about that.
Yes.
And that's what low C beauty is
yes.
about.
And how befitting is it, because we are in the resurrection season where the Lord, God sent his begotten son to die for us to come back into this life. You
come
see
on.
How we're walking, we're moving, we're breathing.
Yes.
Don't take it for granted, because if it wasn't for Jesus, you guys wouldn't be here.
Come on.
So don't play.
No.
We're here because of him.
Yes.
So because of him, we're able to breathe. We're able to live.
Yeah.
And for that reason, the Holy Spirit lives within us.
Yes.
So let's not take it for granted, and let's take it to our advantage and glorify God.
Amen.
And yeah, just live righteous lives, because he's the only way to true happiness, peace, and joy. I'm telling y'all.
Yes. So
don't
true.
Play with him. He's not to be played with, because he's not
all.
Playing with y'all. So don't play
Come
with
on.
Him. Don't play with him.
Come on.
So yeah, we're here. Yeah. And yeah, so low C, the inception of low C came from Lomina, came from C, from Alessi,
my daughter.
Her daughter's name. So
it's Alessi. Hey, baby.
Hey, what up, Les? What up, girl? So yeah, I'm just so grateful and so glad that we're here, and we're talking a little bit about the Lord. And let's talk about our journey. Mm-hmm. So Lomina's been in the church for years. Lomina's been in the church since she was basically born. She was born into the church. So let's talk a little bit about the church and how it's kind of affected your journey with your walk with Christ.
Okay, come on. Let's go there now.
Let's go there.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be too long, because it's going to be a short one. But just because this is, we talk day in and day out about how good God is.
We
so
do.
Like, this can go on for hours and hours, but we're just going to keep it. We're going to shrink it up, and then she's going to talk about who the Lord is to her and how she's gotten here, and then her journey, her walk with the Lord.
Yes.
Thus far.
Yes. So hopefully for whoever is watching this, I pray that this is something that you'll be able to relate to, especially for my people who have grown up in the church. You
That's
know church.
Right. That's the premise of the pod. The premise of the pod is relatability.
Yes.
I want this podcast to be relatable to everybody who kind of who sees it, who engages with it. It's all about relatability. We're all navigating this thing through life. We've never done this before. This is our first go around. So I want this to kind of, her story to kind of impact and influence and help those who are on their walks with the Lord.
Yes. So I am one who literally grew up in church, knows how to do church, been around the church politics. And I was one who took the he say, she say gospel. When I say that, I didn't read the word for myself, but I just said, okay, if it came from a trusted source, I believe it. And so fast forward to now, because we can really get into that, but we'll wait until another episode for that. But the season that I'm in now is, and you know what, when I looked at with the Perrys, they gave me a word for this season that I'm in, because I called it an unraveling. But what I'm doing right now is a deconstruction of why do I believe? Why do I believe?
That's a really good question. Because why are you a Christian?
Why am I a Christian?
Why are you not Muslim? Why are you not atheist? Come on. Why are you not Hindu? Why are you not that denomination?
Yes.
Not denomination, that
religion.
Religion.
Why don't practice those practices? Yeah. And like majority of us, we were born into what we believe in our religious system or whatever that is. Some of us maybe were never brought up in any type of religious system, and we just found what works for us. But I'm a believer that there is just one way, and we'll talk about that at another time. But the season that I'm in my walk, and this is what I want to say for someone that's watching this, that you feel that you've been stagnant with where you have been, and that you haven't really seen the fruits in your life, but you are staying in a place due to loyalty, and you are afraid to walk away. I want you to know that if you have heard the Lord say to walk away from this place of familiarity, because I want you to walk on water, but you're refusing because of fear, I want you to know that that is disobedience. I don't care who says no, you need to stay. No, you need to go ahead, move forward in what the God is telling you to do, because guess what? Your next season depends on it. And I really feel that for myself. And so if I didn't take the season to obey God, I don't know what I would be doing right now. And when I tell you the freedom, and I love me, like I'm accepting who I am. Like I love the Lord, and I like gems on my teeth. I like a grill.
I don't think there's an anomaly with things, or like is anomaly the right word, or just a way?
Like a certain
There's a formula to Christianity. I think that it comes in different variations, and I think that it's a relational thing. Like, do you talk to him? Do you read your Bible? Do you really get into the word and know him? I was watching something earlier today, and I think it was on TikTok. And I social media is not my thing. I don't care. I could care less about it's social media, but I need it because of it's a platform used to like kind of have people engage and have people know about the platform, this platform, and about different various things. But one of the things he said, he was just like, you know, when was the last time you went to church? And when he asked that, I cringed. Because it's not about going to church. It's a relational thing. That's where it starts. I've been to church maybe, I went to church maybe last like three months ago, but that hasn't stopped my desire, my yearning for the Lord. And I'm on fire for him.
You are.
So I get it. So I think it's great that you go to church, but church isn't enough. It starts with the foundation is your relationship with him. And I think once people really truly get to have a relationship with him and talk to him or get into the word. So the Bible is a tool. And once you start utilizing the tool, which he gave to us, then things will start unraveling. There's progression. Things will start the dots will start connecting, and there'll be fruit. So I'm on fire. I'm really on fire and just wanting to get to know him more and more. In Matthew 6:33,
come on,
seek me, everything your life for. Continue to align. Just that's like a golden passage. And then Luke 1:37 with him, everything is possible.
Feel like I'm in seminary.
So we're here, and then anything else, Lomien, about your journey?
No, I just want to say, like, literally, just let God be God. Let him sit on the throne. Don't allow anyone in anything to take his place, because you will be, as we have been talking this whole week about idolatry. Because the Lord is literally, like, exposing idols in our lives, whatever that may look like.
For you. It could be money.
It could be money.
It could be your pastor.
Come on.
It could be school.
Yes.
It could be your marriage, your desire for marriage, your phone, scrolling on TikTok. Don't get it twisted. We're not perfect.
No.
But the thing is just being honest with yourself.
Yeah. That's true.
And then recognizing things that aren't aligning with what God wants.
As much as you scroll on TikTok, you should be able to read your Bible. And yes. I'm guilty of that too. Because the other day I opened my Bible and I yawned and I was like, you know what? That's not good. Like, it's really not good because you can scroll on TikTok and not yawn. So you should be able to open your Bible and read and not yawn. All honesty.
No, that is
It's true.
About that. We just talked about that.
So, mm-hmm.
That's what I would say. Mm-hmm. Keep God in his rightful place. Mm-hmm. And if soon as you feel like you put something else on his throne, mm-hmm. go ahead and fall on your knees and repent and put him right back.
He's so merciful.
Yes. When I say
he loves us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And for anybody that's watching this that feels like they're too far gone, that you cannot come back, let me tell you something. You are not too far gone. Mm-hmm. God is not mad at you, mm-hmm. but he is madly in love with
madly
you.
Love. Absolutely.
Come home.
And that's what he desires. So
yeah.
I'm so glad that we were able to kind of just discuss what Losi lifestyle encompasses. Yes. And this is just the beginning. The beginning started from your mama's womb.
Yes.
So that's not even it. So, yeah, we're here, my bestie. We're in Philly, yes. having a good time.
We are.
And we're about to explore some more, and we're going to have another segment coming up. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Bye.